part of the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. And you can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I just was telling you a second ago, this amazes me. According to experts, the best, the healthiest, the strongest relationships that are out there, what do they have in common? Alex, would you like to guess? Because it's something that is done 3 times a day.
Sitting down and having, like, one-on-one talks?
I don't think that's a bad thing, but that is not what I'm looking for. Pork chop, they say that the best, healthiest relationships, the best couples, do this 3 times a day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Once again, no. It is not involving food. Let's go to our buddy Chris Brown. No, it's not punching a woman. It is a little kiss-kiss. They say that if you kiss 3 times a day, that is the best thing to do in a relationship.
Just a
you
quick kiss on the lips, not a
make-out. I don't think making out hurts, but they're saying you gotta kiss, you gotta do something like that. That's what's gonna make a difference.
Do you and Lindsay kiss 3 times a day?
I know we kiss every night before we go to bed.
Okay, so that's one. So give yourself one ding.
Okay, I don't want to because that might be my only ding. Can I give myself a high porn?
No.
Yeah, Lindsay and I only kiss, I think, maybe 1 time a day.
So then how often do you guys, I mean, every how many days? Is it weekly that you'll kiss more, or is it just once a day, every day, always?
I'd say it's once a day, every day, always.
Really? You never, ever, ever, ever kiss otherwise?
Yeah, and this is a question. Does that mean, for example, if I do it once a day, or if you average it's not even once a day, is that relationship in trouble? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. When you've had boyfriends in the past, Alex, how many times, if they were, you know, doing well, were you guys kissing?
I was thinking about this. I am not a big maker-outer, so that's one thing. But two, I feel like I definitely, if I see them, you know, I've never lived with a significant other, so it's not like I do see them every day. But on the days that I do see them, I feel like we kiss hello and then kiss goodbye.
So only two.
So I would say on average two. There are days in there where we do kiss more than that. But there are also days where it's just those 2 times. I am not a physical touch person. So when we talk about, when I've talked about this on the show before, the 5 love languages, which every person, there's a theory that every single person like communicates and receives love the best way. It could be physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, all these different things. When it comes to physical touch, on the quiz, I rated a big fat 0.
So do you think that affects your actual relationships and they're not that good?
I think that it kind of, usually guys typically will get, you know, a high rating in physical touch. That's just like a thing, like guys just usually do. And I am somebody that, like, if I'm not in the mood to be touched, like, I'll make you sit on the other couch. Like,
You're not answering my question.
Away from me. So that's what I'm saying.
You're not answering. Are you avoiding it or is this
like... Two boyfriends that I've had, they definitely have complained, like, you do not touch me enough. As in, not sexual, just... I don't want to sit there and make out for hours all the time.
Do you think, though, if you would have done that even though you didn't want to? Even if you didn't want to, you think if you did that, your relationships would have been better? That's what they're saying. It would have been the greatest, strongest relationships 3 times a day.
No, because... No difference? I don't know. Because I'm uncomfortable. So he's, you know, the guy would be uncomfortable if I'm not constantly touching or kissing them. I'm uncomfortable because I don't want to be constantly touching or kissing them.
Get off of me.
I'm definitely kind of a grouch some days where I don't want to be touched at all.
You... What? Get off of me! Who are you, my boyfriend? I don't think so. Debbie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, Debbie, do you think that the strongest, healthiest, best relationships with significant others, you got to kiss 3 times a day?
I don't. And the reason is because my boyfriend and I, we're both over 50. We've been together 3 years. Every night when we sit and watch TV, we hold hands. A lot of times he'll rub my arm or whatever. And I think that's the same type of companionship and intimacy as kissing is.
I do too.
We kiss every night before bed, but I don't necessarily think the kissing thing, I think hugging is also as important, mm-hmm. but just being with each other and that intimacy can mean so many different things, not just sex. And, you know, that kissing, the holding hands, hugging, just letting each other know you're there and care, I think that's just as important.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one they pointed out was they were saying kissing. They weren't saying, oh, if you hold hands like Debbie and her bot, you know, her guy, then you're okay.
But see, I agree with her because that is exactly what I would tell exes when we would argue about this. So yeah, I don't necessarily want to be all over you making out, straddling you as soon as you walk in the door.
Whoa, however, calm down. You're waiting until you're married.
However, I do consider being intimate, sitting just, you know, in close proximity, even if he's watching a game and I'm reading a book or something like that. We're in the same room together. To me, that's spending time together, and that's being intimate. Or having a conversation. If I have a heart-to-heart talk with you, I'm like, cool, I feel like super intimate, like I had my intimacy fulfilled. But see, the guy's like, why haven't you made out with me? You know what I mean? Like,
you're going to take your top off? Because that'd be cool if you did.
To people that physical touch is their love language, it's just like totally different.
So physical touch is my love language, but I don't...
You're not touching me when you're sick.
But I don't see that as like anything. Like, all of the physical things that you're talking about, Alex, are very like sexual, but like it's not sexual at all. Like, it's like I don't want to be, you know, making out, like straddling him like every single day all the time. I just like, you know, holding hands or like rubbing my arm or like his arm around my shoulder or his arm on my leg. Like, that to me, which is like not sexual at all, like that is like enough. Or even like just even like pinching my arm or something, like even just anything like that to me.
So it seems like nobody is doing the actual kissing here.
No.
Like these experts are saying.
Well, me and my boyfriend do kiss 3 times a day, if not more.
Three? How? Yeah. Okay. Like yesterday, well, okay, let's say you're not sick. Let's go and you're not sick.
Yeah, because he won't kiss me when I'm sick.
I don't blame him. I'm afraid to be near you right now. See, it's working.
Dramatic.
How often do you guys like do that during the day? How's it work? You get home from work, or when's the first kiss?
Like, when I first see him, whenever, like, it varies every day. When it's like the first time I see him, I'll kiss him. And then, like, you know, if we're watching like a sports game, whatever, like, I'll lean over and kiss him, or he might lean over and kiss me. And then, like, I don't know, it just happens. And then, like, if like we're cooking dinner or something,
I'm not knocking love
3 times a day,
but that seems weird to me.
Well, you
I'm not
know,
locking
maybe
it.
It's
like,
just
good for
because
you.
We're still in like
that
honeymoon
phase. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm 7 years in. I'm over it.
Chase and I do though. We're 7 years in.
Really?
You guys kiss 3 times a day at
Most
least?
Definitely, maybe 4.
That's
really?
A lot. Is your breath funky when that happens, or no?
I mean, it's just a peck on the lips.
I thought some days you don't even see him though because of your guys' work schedules.
Yeah, but no, I would say on average I do. Like on the days I do see him.
All so right, who's initiating that? Are you the one that tries to initiate the kiss, or it's him?
Both of us equally. Like when I first see him, when I leave, anytime, like let's say I go to get like dinner, like let's say I'm going to McDonald's to pick up some food, quick kiss when I get back. That's 4 right there.
So even what Liv's talking about, non-sexual physical touch, like even that annoys me. Like just having his hand on my leg, or, you know, resting on my shoulder, something, I'm like, ugh, get off me.
As much as Alex and I fight, I think we'd be the perfect couple as far as having to touch each other, because we would never do it.
Nope.
It'd be like a match made in heaven.
So does Lindsay agree with that philosophy? Your wife, Joe, does she also
I'm sure
also
she would
not
like to be touched more.
So she does want more physical touch in the relationship,
she does,
non-sexual and sexual.
I don't think she demands it, but I know she'd like it.
Does she want to kiss more?
She wants to spoon more. And I'm not, you know, like spooning's a weird thing that you do when you start out dating somebody.
Okay, spooning, when it comes to actually going to bed, I am for that. Until we are both ready to fall asleep, then I want to roll over to my side.
Why? What? Okay, hold on. Can we stop this and go on to a different topic? I just want to talk about spooning now.
Okay, what?
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, because I think we kind of went over the kissing. I don't get spooning. Like, who actually does spooning? It is uncomfortable. As a woman, I imagine sometimes the guy can poke you, if you know what I mean. Like, that can be weird.
I think for the little spoon, it's more comfortable because, you know, they're being cuddled. For the big spoon, for
men
me,
and
like-
women of the Joe and Alex show, I want to save this. Of the Joe and Alex show, I want to hear about you spooning. Are you spooning or not? I'm team no spoon. Alex, are you on it or not?
I am, but if I'm doing it to a guy, then I have to. I like being the big spoon, and then I like grabbing their man boobs when I'm doing it.
That's Alex. 833 Joe Alex. We'll talk to you next.